brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, my goodness. For stations that just joined us for the second hour, you sure missed it in the last hour. I'm going to re-air it sometime tomorrow. A 30-minute interview with Conrad Chase, the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars that hold 2,500 people, the elite bar there in Barcelona. He's gotten the microchip. He's talked to the CEO, Bolton, over at Verichip. They see it as a global chip that everyone's going to take. You'll have to have it to have a gun. You'll have to have a chip in your hand. European governments are discussing it. FN Herzl, big gun maker, is going over it, and just so sick. And they have this show over in Europe called Big Brother. We're being watched and tracked as good, and Big Brother is going to come out and show the implantation and how good it is. See, Big Brother's now good. Just an absolutely incredible interview. And I told you, year after year, they're going to have it as a status symbol to get in certain bars, to get in amusement parks, and then to do anything, to travel, you're going to have it. And here is one of the minions at an implantation center they're setting up at the bar. They've already implanted a bunch of the patrons. The CEO telling Mr. Chase, yes, we're going to have this global ID, and this is going to be the system, and everybody's going to have this. And I said, oh, so in a few years to get in the club, you'll have to have the chip. And he said, oh, yes, I see that happening. Oh, yes, it's wonderful. Oh, this will stop war. Oh, globally, everyone having the chip. That's the plan. That's what the military said in 2000. But when you watch the nightly news, oh, it's for the old people, the young people, the foreigners, the criminals. You talked about the Italian government starting to sign up to get it, to put it in their government workers. See, the police are going to have to do it first. And then they'll say, hey, if I have to do it, you got to do it. Cops, you better say no. My cousin in Special Forces has been told they're about to get the chip. This is the new America. This is the new world, our new global system. And I mentioned to him, well, you know, the communist Chinese own part of it, and they have the factory over in China. He goes, oh, yes, yes, the factory in Beijing. Oh, yes. And they use Applied Digital as the front. IBM really owns the company, owns the majority of it, owns the debt on it, because IBM doesn't want to run around saying, take the chip, global ID. So they, of course, it was IBM, because IBM has some problems. Their international business machine, their biggest contracts were with the Nazis, you may have heard of them, and those little tattoo numbers on the Jews, those horrible numbers. Those were to be entered into the business machine with their age and weight and height, and they would decide how much to feed them, whether to go ahead and kill them, to calculate how to feed them the smallest amount of food to keep them alive as slaves, or to go ahead and blow their heads off. So that's IBM, and they're still at it, the same good old stuff today. I hope you're all proud of yourselves, yuppies. I hope you're all proud of what you're part of. And he had the exact same spin and tone and terms as Applied Digital top scientist we had on 2 years ago and other executives with the company. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, it's so good. Everything's happy. There's absolutely no negative. Oh, it's just a wonderful thing. Just the same cant, the same verbiage, the same spin. And, oh, you're going to have it to have a gun, but it's so good, and the police officers are going to have it in their hands, and, oh, it's so wonderful. And, by the way, yesterday we posted a new microchip that is a swastika, and the company's called Matrix, and it's a Carlyle Group-owned company. I went ahead and went to their website and researched their corporate filings, and one of the heads of the Carlyle Group heads up Matrix, a Carlyle Group company. It's a chip that's a swastika, and the company's called Matrix. I mean, and it's owned by the Carlyle Group, and was founded by members of the National Security Agency. And I just knew in the last segment with this bar manager that he would have some NSA work in his past. And when I asked, guess what? He did! My goodness! What a surprise!
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hands down, the interview I just did with the director of the Baja Beach Disco Bars, big 2,500 palatial clubs with the half-naked dancing girls at the big resorts around the world, based here in the U.S., that has to be the most revealing, wicked interview we've ever done.
Oh, I talked to the CEO, where we'll all be getting our global identification chip. To have a gun, you'll have the chip. Oh, the troops all need the chip. If you want to be a VIP in our club, you got to have the chip. Oh, I see a time in the future when you'll have to have the chip to come in our club. Oh, it's such a VIP thing to have the tracker chip.
We're going to post that interview at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com by tomorrow. And I'm begging our listeners to do the transcripts. Do a transcript of this interview immediately. Tens of millions of people will then read it. We can post it on the website. Help us get the word out. It's just absolutely incredible. That interview, because I sat there sucking him in, agreeing with him, and he just came right out with it. I mean, they're going to, all of you are going to take the chip, global government, to travel, to buy and sell your microchip in your hand. And, oh, I talked to the CEO a Verichip, and oh, we're an implantation center now here at the club, and oh, it's going to be a global ID system. I go, oh, did you get that from the company? Oh, yes, we talked about it, me and the CEO, our global identifier chip. It's so good. We need to trust our government. We need to do what they say. We need to love them. I mean, did you hear all that? It was like listening to a demon, a simpering, sweet mouth.
It's so,
and I go, oh, you're in the military. Well, yes, I was in the military, and you were in some classified, was it communications? And I knew that. Well, I can't talk about it. Were you in the NSA? Well, I can't talk about it. How did I know that? Because if you run one of the electronic voting machine companies, you're either a computer crimes felon, some legendary hacker that's been hired, or you are a former deputy director of the CIA or NSA, or you're a former general of the NSA. If you're in a microchip RFID company, every time I look, I just go to their websites. It's Carnall Group, Halliburton, Wackenhut. You know, it's always some prison system. And a big story, and I'm going to cover this, then we'll get to your calls, is from Infowars.com, directly from ADSX.com, or Applied Digital Solutions stock website. And embedded microchip seller Verichip announces Chipmobile. It's on the move. Watch for the Chipmobile coming to your town. Hey, kids. So much for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. The B-System is here, and Verichip has announced that the Chipmobile is on the move. That's a quote. Get chipped today. We're there when you need us. Verichip is pumping up promotion of its embedded microchips, its RFID tracker chips, across the country and around the world, from the Chipmobile here in the U.S., stunts like implanting VIP members of an exclusive club in Barcelona, Spain, with status symbol microchips. The high-gloss promotion is on the move globally. And I have spoken many times over the years about making the chip fun and how by giving it an elite status, soon an entire generation of young teenagers will be arguing with their parents, demanding that they let them be implanted so that they can be in the in crowd. Isn't that just special? And yesterday, I never even covered it because we had so many guests on, we posted a company called The Matrix. It's called The Matrix, just like the state-level NSA snooping grid of everything you buy and sell, your divorce records, your medical records, where you live, who your neighbors are, who your children are, where they go to school, what color vehicle you drive, how much money you have in your bank account, your likes and dislikes. That's called The Matrix. Well, this company was called The Matrix, and my wife had posted it on InfoWars. Well, last night, I got online with a large glass of ice water for several hours and began researching The Matrix. And it didn't take long. Of course, before I went to it, I knew who it would be. And sure enough, it was the National Security Agency. Because when the chip is a swastika and the name of the company is The Matrix, I already knew. Because I know the enemy. I understand their control grid. I've already followed enough of their roadmap. I know what the next piece is. But I never count on that. No, no, no. No, no, no. I knew IBM owned Applied Digital before I went to their corporate minutes. Because they're behind it all. I mean, all of it. I knew that it would be manufactured by the communist Chinese military. And certainly it was. Again, I'm not bragging. This is the unified field theory of geopolitics. And once you know it, it's there. But I went to their website. I went to Matrix, and it's spelled M-A-T-R-I-S. It's M-A-T-R-I-C-S. Spell the different Matrix spelling. And I went there. And I went to the About Us, and it said that it was founded by former top members of the National Security Agency. It says Matrix was founded in July 99 by Dr. William Bandy and Michael Arneson. Bill and Mike had worked for decades as scientists at the National Security Agency, developing cutting-edge wireless communication technologies based in a quiet suburb of Washington, D.C. Matrix was created, and then it goes into how it's to help customers and to track criminals and for ID purposes and global control. And then I went to the board of directors, and things got really interesting. Oh, my goodness. Brooke Coburn. Brooke Coburn is a managing director of the Carlyle Group in Washington, D.C. Mr. Coburn focuses on early and growth stage investments, and then see, they run the government. They make everybody go to RFID, then they give themselves customers. See how this works? In the telecommunications industry, since joining Carlyle's telecom early in growth stage in 96, Mr. Coburn has been actively involved with the firm's investments and Neptune Communications, Pacific Telecom Cable, Net 2000, Breadband, and B2, Digiplex, Core Location, Prime Communications, Genesis Cable, North Point Communications, and CityNet Telecom. And it goes on and on into his work. He works with the Solomon Brothers as well, and Media and Communications Group. And then there's Mark Ian. Mark Ian founded Venture House Group in late 99. Previously, he was with the Washington, D.C.-based Carlyle Group. By the way, Matrix is a Carlyle Group company. For 7 years, where he had the responsibility for many of the telecommunications investment activities, including LCC International. And with all this internal info, with all their government control arms, they know just where to invest, just what to do, and then their buddies set policy, giving them all the business, making you accept RFID as the new barcode system. And then there's Michael Arneson. Michael Arneson has over 20 years' experience with the National Security Agency, Department of Defense, in electronic design, development, and integration of advanced electronic security technologies. We were just talking to one of the boys in the last hour with the microchip and planning. I said, you did some was it stuff with the NSA when you were in the military? Well, I can't talk about it. They specialized in the re-engineering applications of smart materials, sensor software, and hybrid integrated circuitry, and manage multi-million-dollar government programs from research to implementation in the commercial sector. Mike holds 8 patents for commercial and classified purposes and has 5 patents pending. Mike has been published in technical publications and has received the Distinguished Service Award from the NSA, has received several awards from DARPA, the Total Information Awareness Network, the Department of State, the NSA. He received the Domestic Technology Award. Folks, it goes on. Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. I think you get the idea. Their new tracker chip is a swastika. An elegant one, by the way. A double swastika. They love those. And, by the way, the Homeland Security symbol is a swastika. I thought I'd tell you that. Oh, and of course, it's called the Matrix, just of course, because they want to take good care of you always. And again, I'm not bragging when I say I know what I'm going to read before I see it, but if you study this stuff and you know their game plan, well, it's like a cop who's been hunting after a serial killer for 20 years. The serial killer's killed 40 people. They found these dead women. They found these dead men, whatever. And the cop has seen the serial killer's work so many times, when they get the call, And before he even walks into the woods to another scene, he knows what he's going to see. I mean that's really it. So here I am every day. I open the brushes, the brush, and walk into the woods and smell the rotten flesh. And well, I'm going to see their handiwork again, aren't I? Same people, same operation, same wickedness. And again, that's my analogy of understanding these people, flaunting it in your face, throwing it in your face. The destruction of this country and bringing in the New World Order. We will now take calls when we get back, and then get back into the horrible tragedies taking place in Iraq as that implodes. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. And yes, tomorrow, in one of the 3 hours, I'm not sure which one yet, I will re-air the most frightening and disgusting, slimy interview I have ever done. We will re-air the interview with the entity that we had on, and I say that in a serious fashion. I will re-air the interview with the entity that we spoke with in the last hour, the microchip government creature. Who was telling us how wonderful it is and how we'll all need the chip to come in his club and how we'll all have our global chip. And he spoke with the same tongue, the same words as the others from this group. So if you listen carefully to this interview, it is the most... I had goosebumps while this guy was talking. To be talking to a creature like this is very, very serious. So that will re-air tomorrow here on the broadcast. But we will come back and take your calls and get into all the other news. Study TV may rewire kids' brains. Other article here about the record level of toddlers being put on antidepressants and methamphetamine and how that's rewiring their brains, poor little things, and a lot more. You want to know how evil these people are in the global system? They knowingly let the troops breathe depleted uranium. See, that's how evil they are. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and back from 9 to midnight Central, we blast out on the AM and FM dial simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. During the day, the first 2 hours are also on Global Shortwave, serving our international audience at 94.75. All 3 hours from 9 to midnight Central at 3210. Now all 3 hours at night on 3210. Good old WWCR doing a great job. Before we go to Sherry, Paula, Robert, West, Gerald, and others, we are going to get back into the 130 U.S. troops being reported killed in the foreign press. I mean British press, not our media. Before we get into all this other Big Brother news, we will go to your calls. You're going to want to stay with us. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg yet, if you can believe that. Believe me, it's really bad, the stuff coming. And you need to know, it's good that we're bringing all this pus out. We're lancing the wound daily on this show. Let's talk to Sherry in Colorado. Sherry, go ahead.
Yes. Alex Walter.
I need you to get off your speakerphone. It's totally unintelligible.
There, I'm sorry. I thought I did get off. The thing I was wondering as I was listening to that interview, they're pushing, I'm opposed to this, just as outraged as much as you are, but when they say there's no drawback, on an implanted chip like that, couldn't you kill someone and take the chip, or someone take the chip out to steal it?
Well, that's it, of course, for high-security federal employees, which the Italian government's about to make their employees, according to him, take it. And you heard this global ID situation. Think of all the crimes this government's committed. Of course it's insane. Of course it's bad. That's why he was saying, resistance is futile. It's wonderful. Everyone will take it. You're going to take it. I mean, did you hear just the wickedness?
Oh, I did. Yes, I did.
It's so good. Just take your chip.
But all I'm saying,
I expect you to go, when we came to your planet, we came here to help you.
It's for them to keep track of all of us, but I still think, what I'm saying, I still think there's ways to get around it.
Well, I'm not going to take it, and most people are against it. They just get up on the news and act like everybody likes it. This is all psychology. It's wonderful. Everyone loves it. You need to take it. There have been polls out. 90%+ of people hate it.
Right.
But the more they go, everyone loves it. All the stars love it. All the VIPs love it. The young people, and that's who they admit they're targeting, are going to go, yeah, it's cool. It's counterculture. I want it. I want it now.
And they repeat it enough, then the people begin to believe it.
Everybody's for it. You're the kook when we're the majority. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Paula in Texas. Paula, welcome.
Yes, sir. I had a couple of questions. First, I'm going to address the microchip. If I had enough time, which I do not, to address the negative aspect that that the Book of Revelation talks about, that you're going to get for taking the mark of the beast, I could go on and on and on. But I won't take it, nor will my daughter or my husband or any of my family.
But IBM ran the machines that put the tattoos on the people in Germany. Wasn't that helpful?
Oh, yeah. Helped them kill as many as they could possibly get a hold of.
Well, it's the same people behind this today.
But I have also a question about why you don't have your America Wake Up or Waco on your internet site to order it.
Okay, thanks for the call, ma'am. I know Mike put you up to that. It's funny, but that's pretty hilarious. I appreciate your call, Paula. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Illinois. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fine.
Making a lot of progress up here in the land of terror, we call it. They call it the land of Lincoln. We actually call it the land of terror because I don't think there's a more corrupt judiciary. There's a few good judges, but it's a pretty sad state of affairs. But this is what we got going, Alex. We're setting up a toll-free hotline where there will be someone manning it, volunteers manning it at all times, and people can come out of court. They don't know what to do in front of
them. Sir, just give us some background on what you're saying.
Okay. Alex, you're familiar with that last year about this time through your listeners on your show, I believed all the things that you claimed because I couldn't disprove them, so I was thrown into the nut house because I was allegedly nuts because I was paranoid because I couldn't disprove the competent evidence that you and other people had produced about who really did 911, what was really going on, the fact that there's a globalist takeover and that there's a mass genocide is ultimately the agenda of these satanic, worshiping, abominable, super rich, the global banking cartel and all the stooges who are doing the goyim, who are doing their bidding. But at any rate, the long and short of it is that we remember that through your listeners almost just knocking out the whole circuit on the mental health hospital, we got out of there in a matter of days. Well, we had this happen again recently by someone who did a lot of 911 work, and we've just seen the abuses in the court system where people get
run
over the top.
Yeah, it's the new Soviet Union where you criticize the government, you're crazy, and they arrest you.
Exactly. And besides that,
you don't like the microchip. You're crazy. We got to put you in the nut house.
But at any rate, Alex, we're fighting back now. We got a toll-free line we're setting up, and we're getting the lines manned. We're going to get them manned during all the hours in which courts are open, from the Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 in the morning on the East Coast, to the time they close at 5:30 in the Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. And anyone who goes into this court proceeding who has a cell phone, or could just go out and call the payphone, who doesn't know what to do when they come up with all these shibboleths and subterfuges and frauds to try to defraud people out of traffic ticket money, criminal, civil, whatever it might
be. Okay, thanks for the call. We'll be back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917 or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Folks, a phenomenon started back up on my show that I put it into about 3 years ago where people don't call in about a topic or an issue. They call in to simply plug something. And, you know, I'll let people get away with plugging stuff sometimes, even though I don't really even know who they are, if they will talk about something first. But I can't turn my show into just a plug fest for things. I mean, the listeners want to hear about issues, about news, about information. And so I'd ask the listeners to talk about, you know, some of the 100 things I brought up this week. Or some news that you're concerned with, or some legislation. It's about information. 1-800-259-9231. Did you hear that interview in the last hour? Global microchips for a global ID. Got to have it to buy and sell. Got to have it to have a gun. That's what this latest individual on Applied Digital franchise selling it, implanting it in VIPs, you know, these big palatial top-end bars. And, oh, I talked to the CEO, our global ID system. I mean, this is what's serious. The Carlyle Group with a front company called Matrix, with an RFID that's a swastika, you know, with NSA people running it. I mean, this is serious. This is serious. Now, we've done an hour and a half, an hour and 34 minutes of the show, and I haven't even yet plugged my video, speaking of plugs, so we'll do that, and we'll go back to your calls and back to news. What about the, we don't know, between 50 and 130 troops, Sky Television News reporting 130 dead U.S. troops. As of hours ago, we don't know what the truth is. We know there's a bloodbath going on over there right now. You got any concerns about that? We'll talk about that. So I want to take your calls, but I want to, you know, hit the big issues here. But before we do that, look, I've made 10 films. And, you know, we carry a lot of other great videos and books on tape. Eric Hupschman's video, you know, Painful Questions, just a lot of other, you know, key things that you need to have. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, The Masters of Terror. You need to have all of these videos. You need to have the books. You need to have the pro-gun t-shirts, the anti-tyranny t-shirts, all the things that Sean Hannity would call liberal. I understand that. Sean Hannity, every child needs a chip. He's conservative, he said. But you need to have Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to get these videos. You need to make copies of these films. You need to get them out to your friends, your family. Put them on Access TV, your county commissioners. It is so important. They're all over 2 hours, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of my films. And again, we have Eric Hupschman's book, Eric Hupschman's video, George Humphrey's books and videos, Tex Mars. We've got Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier that really made the globalist angry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get involved. Get the films, the books. Spread the word. Wake people up about this threat that's coming down on us. The toll-free number is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Listen, that interview was very good. I really learned something there. But I've also noticed something else with these micro ID chips, that their buildings are having to come up with construction standards. And also, I've heard of some buildings now eliminating microwave, the ovens, because that interferes with the transmission of the radio signal from the microchip.
Yeah, they're getting ready to make everybody have an ID card with it or a bracelet to get in any building or government building, you name it. You're all going to have this. And the government is saying they want the national standard set this level. They're pushing it. And then the government is manned by people who then in their private lives own and control the big RFID companies.
Isn't that interesting? And then, you know, because I keep hearing, you know, all these construction standards keep coming up. You know, they want you to park farther and farther away from where you work. If you're going to have these ID systems, you can't have crowds of people coming in all at once. And it's because the cameras can't quite pick them up. And the ID system, if you use a microchip or a mag reader card, you know, if they get too many of them, you know, some people won't get read at all.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Wes in Tennessee. Wes, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
In respect for your wishes, I won't go into any details. Before I talk about today's show and yesterday's show, I just want to give you a heads up and tell you that I fulfilled the promise I made to you on Tuesday and emailed you about 100 hours worth of research for you to read later on.
Okay.
So I'll move on to yesterday's show and today's. I swear, in 48 hours, if I ever had a shred of doubt about the fact that between yesterday's show, being convinced that they really do want to do away with about 80% of us, and today's show certainly told me what they have in store for the 20%.
Well, let's go over it. The CDC's own internal documents released millions of children brain damaged from thimerosal, and they don't care. There are hundreds of times the level in the new flu shot that was in the old shots. They've increased the level, and they say they're going to continue doing it, and they're going to make people take it. And then, knowingly, 10 to 20 times the amount of depleted uranium, we're not sure, used in Gulf War II, the top scientist, Dr. Rocky from the Pentagon, who wrote the book on it, saying the troops are dead and dying, he's very ill, deathly ill, knowingly doing that, Clinton shipping out AIDS-tainted blood knowingly, nationwide and worldwide, for 8 years after they knew what was happening. I mean, yeah, these are just examples. And then we have this guy on with Applied Digital, you know, with his bar. He's now Applied Digital seller. And he's going, oh, yeah, I talked to the CEO, Global ID. He's got to have one to have a gun. Chips in all, you know, chips in the police, chips in government workers. It's wonderful. We all need it. We all need the tracker chip. I mean, folks, this is the Twilight Zone.
I wish it was, but it's not. It really is. It really is going in. And to listen to that guy, it was almost as if you were listening to somebody that was having an episode of schizophrenic paranoia. These guys really are scared to death. I mean, that I really believe that's what's driving them, is fear. They are so frightened of us that they really feel it necessary to keep track of each and every one of us.
Well, they know that we're waking up to them. There's a massive renaissance and awakening taking place. And they've got their power base. They've got their control. They're expanding it. And they want to shore up their footing right now by tracking and tracing and controlling and destroying the middle class and disarming us. And it's happening. And the neocons are there to suppress conservatives to make sure that we don't find out until it's too late. I appreciate the call, Wesley. Let's talk to Gerald in Colorado, or California, excuse me. Gerald, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have a lot of sponsors and people that support you in the way of companies and stuff. And I appreciate the fact that you don't want anybody plugged anymore on your program and everything. I appreciate all the work you're doing.
Well, no, it's not that. Understand. Understand. 3 or 4 years ago, I let people call in and plug whatever they wanted to, and then it would get to where I'd have 10 calls in a row. Literally, a guy called in and said, I got a tractor for sale, and that's not what this radio show is.
Yeah.
And so I'll let people give out websites, communicate, you know, or contact me if they want to be a guest. But when it's just caller after caller plugging something with an agenda, and then we're not even talking about the news,
yeah,
that's when I step in and say no.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I've noticed that a lot of companies that you sponsor, that are your sponsors, they do a lot of different they're fighting the war for us. You know, they're doing things to help people.
Well, obviously, this network has sponsored as many of them who believe in freedom. That's why they're sponsoring, and because they get a good response, a great response in many cases. But
yep.
I'm an individual who does this radio show with a network, and I'm not really – the only sponsors I'm involved with is the Big Berkey and the things that I bring forward here, and occasionally another sponsor that I believe in I'll have up on the show. But that's that, – I mean, really, if you don't hear me endorsing something, I don't endorse it.
Well, you're aware of the FDA – well, you're aware of the crooked government, but, I mean, the FDA also is crooked, and you know that they're crooked, right?
Yeah, they'll go shut down a vitamin maker, but meanwhile, they'll allow rotten food to be served to people.
Right.
They'll allow, you know, all this.
Right. Well, there's a man that's been fighting this battle against the FDA and the AMA for a long time, and his name is Joel D. Wallach. I don't know if you've heard of
him.
Yeah,
I believe I've interviewed him.
You have interviewed him. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know if you had or not, because he has a number of videos and a website and everything.
Okay.
It's pretty good. But
all right,
I was wondering if you'd heard about him.
Yes.
Also, the company called Wise Trade. Have you heard of that company?
No.
They have ways of that you could make a lot of money to finance your show with this company.
Okay, thanks for the call. There it goes again, folks. Appreciate it, buddy, but this is out of control. Want to talk about the dead and dying troops? Want to talk about the plan to forcibly make you take a chip globally? Want to talk about babies going on Prozac at record levels? Want to talk about a news story from your area, people being arrested for having yard signs up that say that our court system's corrupt and being arrested? I mean, that's serious stuff. John, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Hey, Alex, I'm calling from Missouri.
Welcome.
Hey, I had talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and I bought through the videos that you recommended and watched them. And I had a question for you because I was kind of concerned after watching 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And after watching that, I could see how Bush is using the same format like what Hitler did and others to take control of the country. And my question was, is that I'm worried that what if he decides to let some massive event happen before the election, say like October or November.
Well, they won't let an event take place. They'll engage in it.
Yeah, suppose that he does that, right? And then he suspends the elections and everything to keep himself in power, you know, for, and I don't know how long of a time he could do that for, but I understand he has the power or the ability to do that. And then he could, you know, proclaim himself as the dictator for this country, just like that. I mean, what are the chances, you think, of something like that happening?
Well, I'd say it's a very good chance that's going to happen. I mean, we've got official U.S. government plans, declassified documents to bomb D.C., to commit sniper attacks, to hijack jets by remote control and crash them, killing people, or staging fake crashes as a pretext for controlling war. And so we have LBJ admitting the Gulf of Tonkin was staged in a new presidential tape release last month, or last year, excuse me. I mean, we have all these examples. So this is a very good chance. This is how they get their power and control. Until we wake up to who's behind the terror and who stands to gain from the terror, and to the fact that giving up liberty gives us tyranny, not security, they're going to keep doing it.
Well, Alex, what timeline do you give this thing? Like, when is it too late for people to wake up and actually do something about this?
We've been fighting the globalists so successfully that whereas 2 years ago they had a time frame to carry out more terror by now,
mm-hmm.
big events here in the U.S., not pinpricks around the world, not a pinprick if you die, but comparatively speaking, that's what they call it, just their scare tactics, they would have already engaged in bigger events. Right now, I think they're trying to address things, they're trying to study. They're kind of like deer in the headlights. Things aren't going as they thought it would. There's a massive awakening that's already taken place. So they're even in a way more dangerous right now, but overall that's good because now they're a little more ham-fisted and making a lot bigger mistakes. So we've got them on the defensive right now, but we're in the 12th round of a heavyweight battle here, and
right.
we're not in very good shape either, okay? I mean, our eyes are swollen shut, our teeth are loose here, we got cuts all over us, so do they. And that's why we got to just dig deep and pound them even harder with the info war, because I don't know what they're going to do because they don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I look at what they're doing and all the indicators, and it shows that they've got several different scripts they're working off of, kind of overlaid, and they've got a lot of their own people blowing the whistle on them, so they're in a lot of trouble right now. I don't know what they're going to do, but I guarantee you this, there's going to be more terror attacks. I don't know the exact time frame on it.
Do you think it'll happen this year, though?
I tend to think it'll be huge, and after the election, I think they'll have lots of staged captures of terrorists and lots of staged, you know, preemption of bomb attacks and things. I think they'll carry out more covert terror attacks that aren't announced to the people, but are announced to the police, and they'll go, "Oh, you're part of the secret security system now. We can't tell the people we've been hit by terrorists. You've got to keep quiet about this." That's going on, so there'll be more of those.
Okay.
And police listening right now are going, "How does he know we were told this?" Because I know the script, boys. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Very good questions. Let's go ahead and talk to Sandra in New Jersey. Sandra, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. I listened to your show 3 times yesterday. I mean, there was just so much information. Frightening. However, I want to talk today about an article in yesterday's newspaper. Mad cow links saw in track cluster deaths. New Jersey senator urged federal scientists Monday to determine if a cluster of deaths among people linked to a defunct racetrack was caused by eating mad cow tainted meat. The letter to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention follows reports of a woman's research into the deaths of nearly 20 people who worked at or near a Garden State racetrack in Cherry Hill between 1988 and 1992. All died of CDJ. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and Senator Frank Lautenberg and John Corzine pressed CDC Director Dr. Julie L. Erbing for an investigation. James Garbeck, whose mother worked at the racetrack and had a colleague die of the disease, has been compiling cases of humans she believes were killed by mad cow disease.
I'd like you to email me that or mail it to me. That's very interesting. Now, there's a lot of mad cow deaths around the country, and that's been confirmed, but it's always in local papers, never a big national story.
We'll
have a national story about finding a cow with it, but not all the humans that have died from it.
Oh, I had a friend whose wife died of it, and she was, in less than a year.
Well, I'll tell you, it's very important what you brought up and a very good point to bring. I'm glad you called. Very, very serious.
What is that CU crete? Is that concrete? What is it?
Yeah, it's bag sack concrete that depleted uranium is in, being sold on store shelves.
Okay.
In the worst form, because the aerosolized powder form is what's bad, because then you breathe it, and you have the long-term effects of the depleted uranium, and now, as the scientist said, it's being sold on store shelves. This is the maximum insanity of it all.
Okay, one more thing. Because of all this depleted uranium, people are not going to be enlisting into the services. When do you think that they're going to initiate the draft?
Well, they've got a total of 11 different bills. It was 9. Now there's 2 more in both the House and Senate. And it's a universal draft. And some are 18 to 49, some are 18 to 26. Different versions, and they're lined up to pass now. I would think after the next big attack that they'll pass a universal draft and we'll all start becoming their slaves. So thanks you for the call. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I got to get into all the Big Brother and police state news and drugging of babies with deadly drugs and what's happening with the cashless society control grid and Sky Television News reporting 130 dead U.S. troops. But you're not seeing that in our media. All of this is coming up. I've already covered some of it, but most of it I haven't. And yes, I want to take your calls. And I'm not trying to sound irritable earlier when I'm like, man, the plug-in's got to stop. But you saw it, like 3-4 callers in a row. I mean, it's like, come on, folks. It's just, that's not good radio. And I'm here to tell the truth, get the information out, and try to make it interesting in the presentation. And, you know, that's why this show is, oh boy, has the great distinction of being the number one Christian patriot talk show in the country. Because I don't descend into plugging endlessly. I don't descend into fighting with other patriots, which is the favorite pastime of all the failures out there. And I wish they'd get their themselves together and move forward against the New World Order. We don't do that here on this broadcast. We fight the globalists. We expose the evil. And I'm surprised that more callers, frankly, aren't concerned about that interview in the last hour, where he's going, oh yeah, the CEO of Applied Digital, this is going to be our global microchip, and to have it, you know, to have a gun, you'll have to have it. And yeah, I mean, soon when you come in our club, you know, you'll have to have the microchip. When I pressed him on it, he said, well, maybe not. I mean, that was chilling stuff. To buy and sell, you got to have a microchip. I think we've heard this before. Those were incredible revelations last hour. And we don't screen the calls. And you're welcome to call them about whatever you want. And a lot of the calls have been great. Don't get me wrong. If I'm going to take a lot of your calls, I really think you ought to call in about real issues. Like the lady from New Jersey. Sandra. I mean, that's a real call. Here's my local paper. People dying at Creutzfeldt-Jacobs. They think it's Mad Cow. 20 of them. Boy, that's a big deal. Wow, that's... Let's put our thinking caps on. Let's get into real issues here. And we got to do it. Let's take a few calls. We'll break, start the next hour, get back in the news, and more of your calls. Let's go ahead and talk. Andy just hung up, so we'll go to him. Who's up next? Who should I go to next? Johnny in Hawaii, where I wish I was. Go ahead, Johnny.
thanks, Alex. These hearings that the White House is having about 911 is... What's the purpose of that? Is it just to bring it out in the open and then try to debunk everything so everybody forget about it?
Yes, that's one finger on the hand of evil. One of the other big fingers is finding out what people know. Good government people go to the government and say, I know this. And they say, thank you, son. Now go out and have your car wreck. You're going to have at 3 p.m. That's another big part of it. And so, yes, and they know that people are on to what's happening. And so it's about... acting like they're doing something, acting like there's an investigation. Like, I couldn't figure out why the History Channel did that week-long special proving that the government killed Kennedy, which we already knew. And now they're going to have a week-long special debunking it and apologizing, see? It's part of bringing it out than trying to discredit it.
I see. I missed your first hour of your show because we don't get it here. I'm listening to the WARL on the Internet, so maybe I'll pick it up tomorrow if you have it in the second or third hour.
Well,
it sounded like a really good interview.
If you're listening to other audio streams of other fine stations that stream us and they don't carry it all, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can get all 3 hours there.
Okay, I sure will. And that's Sky News is the one that had that article about the 130 soldiers being killed. I haven't seen anything at all about that. It was just a little blurb, and all of a sudden it disappeared.
Yeah, and what our news will do is they'll gobble it out, 20 dead here, 8 dead there, 9 dead here, 14 dead here, 18 dead here. And so, I mean, in the front of the paper, it's 8 here, 12 there. They don't combine it all. That's a psychological warfare program. I actually read the British Psychological Warfare Manual from the 50s on how to announce casualties to limit it psychologically, and it's that tactic.
I see. Okay.
I've actually read the mind control booklet on that declassified.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you being there.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, my friend. Excellent points. Excellent questions. I love that type of caller. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.